If you want to shift up and move into a greater place of creation, manifestation, to really supercharge it, to go into a place of like, this is natural, this is effortless, which is what I think we all want on a soul level, because we know on a soul level it's possible, right? To click your fingers and your manifestation shows up, to click your fingers and be in the energy of creation. The desire behind that is to really know yourself as the creator, as the one that is all powerful.
Abundance is an inside job, and your intuition is the key to unlocking it all. Hello and welcome. I'm Rebecca Davison, intuition coach and founder of the Intuitive Life Academy, the leading place to develop your intuitive gifts and understand that your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. What you feel, think, and believe directly contributes to your physical reality. And as an ascension guide and light leader, I'm committed to bringing you all the latest tools, developments, and neuroscience available when it comes to understanding yourself, the relationship that you're having with yourself, and how it has a direct impact on the abundance that you create for yourself. This show is for those who identify that their intuition is their greatest guide to bring them happiness, harmony, expansion, and money. And with my corporate banking background, you'll receive all the tools you need to create a life you love. If this resonates with you, let's jump into the world of abundance and learn what it takes to experience true freedom.
Hello, bliss lovers, and welcome, welcome to the Intuitive Abundance Podcast. So good to have you here. This is episode 70. I'm excited to be here today to talk to you about flipping the switch on conscious creation. What does that even mean to start with? And for those of you who've reached out to me in the last couple of weeks, thank you so much for all your messages and words of support and appreciation for the Intuitive Abundance Podcast. I very much appreciate you too. Please know, folks, that you're more than welcome to reach out to me on social media at any time and ask me your money questions. Again, you'll know from the intro that I worked in banking, so I've got a banking background, so I have been well versed in the world of rational money, and now work more completely in the world of energetics when it comes to money. So if you've got questions, if you've got comments, if you've got feedback, if you'd like to leave us a review, please make sure that you go ahead and do that. Subscribe to the channel, share the word in regards to how you can make more money from your consciousness, from your creator ability, which goes way beyond the mind. I was thinking about it the other day. Somebody reached out to me and said that they just started listening to the Intuitive Abundance Podcast, and I was delighted, and they were like, wow, this is amazing. And I remember in those very first episodes, I talked about your thoughts being electric and how they go out into the universe, and that your feelings are magnetic and bring back to you what it is that you desire. So we're constantly transmitting, folks, and I think it's so easy to forget that in your day-to-day reality when you get stuck into your to-do list and you maybe shift out of consciousness, out of awareness, out of the present moment, and you become focused on what the things that you have to do. And often those can bring up emotions in terms of maybe feeling stressed or that you're running out of time. It can be really easy to shift back into the level of mind in terms of creation. So let's think about this, because often even that saying, thoughts are electric, we don't want to have to be in a place of going, I have to think about what I want to manifest all the time. And if you noticed, you don't anyway. You just know what it is that you want. And again, even that wanting state, we have to manage ourselves in that. Because if we're getting caught up in that place of wanting, it actually pushes us away further from our desire. And this can be annoying and confusing, right? Like when we look to the world of manifestation to understand. And this is really the flip, and I'm going to say it up front and just give you the goodies straight away, which is, if you want to shift up and move into a greater place of creation, manifestation, whatever you want to call it. You're already doing it, by the way. Whether you're doing it consciously or not is a different story. But to really supercharge it, to go into a place of like, this is natural, this is effortless, which is what I think we all want on a soul level, because we know on a soul level it's possible, right? To click your fingers and your manifestation shows up. To click your fingers and be in the energy of creation. The desire behind that is to really know yourself as the creator, as the one that is all powerful. And that is because we are conscious beings. We're a spiritual being having a human experience. So that desire is very natural. But if we start looking at creator ability doesn't have to think about its desire all day long. So the work really becomes, how do I orientate myself to my creator ability? I'm going to say that again, because it's so easy for the brain to not hear this, to overlook it, to refer back to itself, to think that you have to do it from the rational mind, to think that you have to know that A plus B equals C. Right, so the work is, how do I orientate myself from consciousness? Another way of saying that might be, how do I start living from my higher self? Because the higher self does not have the same limitations as a human. The higher self knows that you can manifest your desires. Human self is often in the gap, the struggle, looking at the gap, looking at the emptiness or the scarcity, or where is my desire? Why is it not here yet? Whereas your higher self has already closed the gap. There is no gap. There is no wanting, because the higher self has already arrived, right? It already knows. It's already holding the frequency of my desire is here now. And this can be very challenging to the mind. And this is why we have to do the work of getting to know ourselves and allowing this information to really drop in and become embodied. And one of the biggest, as I've talked about a lot, one of the biggest obstacles to living from spirit is your ego. The ego being a fear-based reflex. Again, I've used that example of when you go to the doctor and they use the little hammer to tap on your knee and your knee goes boing up in the air. The ego is a reflex like that. Nothing wrong with it. It's there to serve you. It's there to try and keep you safe. However, it is doing it from fear-based frequencies. There's nothing wrong with fear. When you become more emotionally intelligent, you actually seek fear out. You'll run towards it because you know that there is treasure in it. You'll be the person who's like, oh, this is what I need to move towards because that's where my power is. Maybe I need to grab my power back. Maybe I need to embody the confidence that comes with moving towards my fear and seeing how it evaporates when I do. And when you get really good at that, you become unstoppable. Coming back to the conscious creation, it can be quite bewildering for the mind and the ego for you to start operating from pure consciousness. What does consciousness mean? I'm talking about your connection with source energy. I'm talking about the energy that beats your heart. That is not of the mind. Like, your mind can't sit there and go, okay, I'm not going to be that consciousness anymore. It doesn't work like that. And this is how we start to learn you're not your mind, you're not your thoughts, you're not even your body. You're the consciousness that is having this human experience. And therefore, you are the observer of your experience. And this can be a lot to integrate for humans, to go, okay, if I want to elevate my power proposition as a creator, I have to know who I am. And that is why all the work I do as an intuition coach is to bring people back to themselves, to learn what their interface is with the outside world. Because even when I say that, a lot of people can go, oh, does that mean I'm being selfish by focusing on myself? No, actually, it means that you'll be able to give to others more because you will be fulfilled and satisfied from the inside out. So therefore your energy will expand. So therefore you will have more love and freedom and bliss to vibrate, to give to others. You become the gift. So understanding this and understanding the desire, which I think all humans do, all humans given the opportunity would swallow a pill to become more powerful, no side effects, etc. Right? If it was guaranteed that you were going to become more powerful, you would swallow the pill. Now, that is the invitation that is always there from source energy. Are you going to live the human aligned life, or are you going to activate this power, this light, this source, this energy, whatever you want to refer to it as, consciousness? Are you going to activate it to start working beyond your mind with energy, frequency, and vibration as the creator? It's bold. It's bold work. Because when we start aligning with this, we're going to orientate ourselves in a very different way. If you know as the creator that it's already done, it's already a given, it's already inevitable, that closes the gap immediately in terms of wanting or feeling separate from or being afraid that your desire is not going to be made manifest. There is certainty. And as we know, folks, certainty is sexy. Certainty is very magnetic. You think about it, if it's an energetic vibration that's going out into your field, the energy of worry is having an impact on your energy field versus the energy of certainty, it's going to flow in a different way in order for you to magnetize what it is that you want. And it gets super exciting to be able to play the game of consciousness, because it's not about anything external. It's about the relationship that you're having with yourself. It's about the relationship that you're having with your true self, which is that consciousness, the energy that beats your heart. And it becomes about, what does it look like to live to your full potential? Because the full potential is really the activation of great levels of power that only ever comes from the inside out. And it comes from your relationship with your power proposition, which comes back to your relationship with the most powerful part of yourself, which is this consciousness that beats your heart without you even thinking about it, the consciousness that does all the work in your body, ensuring that you are kept alive. We start understanding the miracle that we are and the miracle that this consciousness offers us. And when we're willing to let go of the mind, let go of fear, and play a bigger game, life becomes wildly exciting in terms of what you are creating. And this is what I love to help people with in my signature program, Elegant Wealth. Because it's really, people come into the program often thinking it's about money and making more money, and people make more money. Last time, in the last round, the minimum return on investment was about 700%, and the maximum, I think, was about 7,000, right? Like, it was crazy numbers, crazy, crazy. So that's possible when you're activating consciousness, right? When you're being the person who's like, I'm going to play with this energy and see what is possible. I'm going to tap into the most powerful part of myself and start understanding how to operate from this frequency to be the person who's developing this, cultivating this, understanding this, focusing on this, giving it attention, being the person that you wish to become now. And one of the major telltale signs about this, folks, is really being the person who's actually relaxing more, trusting more, having time work for them in much more easeful ways. So you're creating more spaciousness. There's more delight. There's more experience of knowing how to move through any state. Because when you think about it too, how does consciousness, let's say it's God, source energy, the universe, how does that respond when you are angry, with loving acceptance? How does the universe respond when you're upset, you're rageful, you're crying, you're sad, you're hurt, with loving acceptance? When we start offering ourselves that same level of loving acceptance, we can actually navigate our path so much more easily. So really, folks, starting to understand that the power is inside of you. And people look often for a really long time outside of themselves, looking. It's in the next program. It's in the next thing. It's inside of you. When was the last time that you looked there? When was the last time you did a deep dive inside of you and activated your power? Because this isn't just for you to learn something. It's for you to really start relating with the truth of who you are. And in all the work that I've done in my career, like all the jobs that I've had, coming to this level of understanding and this level of embodiment is, and again, obviously, as I ended up being an intuition coach, because it was all leading me back to what is true and what is the most powerful. People overlook their power all the time. People are hesitant often in regards to turning it up because that means living beyond other people's opinions. People are often stuck in people pleasing, right? They're still conceding when they want to be expanding. They're not giving themselves full permission to go for it. And to really, that's why coming together into a community where people are also giving themselves full permission for their lives to take off, for their bank accounts to blow up, for things to get wildly exciting, for the money to start coming in insane levels, it's because they're willing to play with consciousness. If you're interested in learning more, folks, I'd encourage you to step into the Elegant Wealth Facebook group by Rebecca Davison. Come and join us over there. Come and ask your money questions. Come and let us know what it is that you're feeling. Good news is, right, with Source Energy, there is always an energetic solution. Always. And that's what doing the work is, like, and being the person who knows how to navigate themselves through any contraction, because you're aligning with this infinite part of you that is so powerful, that has all the answers and all the solutions, that you literally become unstoppable. And your happiness increases. There's more spaciousness in your body. You feel lighter. You feel more free. You trust yourself. You trust the universe. Life really does become, it feels like magic, but it's really you and your creator ability. So let's connect, let's have a conversation, let's dive deeper into what's possible for you. I love helping people to step into their power. It is the most satisfying thing in the world to see people in the energy of knowing that they can navigate their path and that their dreams and their desires are coming to fruition, because they're learning what it takes to trust themselves. They're learning what it takes to listen to that inner guidance that says, yes, go right, not left. They're learning to the part of themselves that already knows what it is that they want. All the desires are already in your field. If they're not yet here, your infinite self knows about that too. And your infinite self will bring them, because your infinite self wants you to experience them. There is no separation. You really are the universe in a body. And the work is to know yourself as that. I find that super exciting. No doubt as a listener, you do too. I feel like that's all for today. In the meantime, take good care of yourself. Keep your money questions coming. If there's something that you want answered directly, do feel free to send me a message on social media. I'm sending you so much love. I hope you're taking good care of yourself out there and really taking ownership of your own money relationship. It will always guide you back to your true power, which is your connection with your infinite self, your connection with this consciousness. I'm sending you so much love, folks. Bye for now. Hey, beautiful. Thanks for tuning in and joining us today for listening to the Intuitive Abundance podcast. It's always great to have you with us. If you've enjoyed the show, please be sure to subscribe. If you have really enjoyed the show, please be sure to make sure that you write us a review on iTunes. This really helps other people to find the podcast, and hopefully you agree this is information worth sharing. If you'd like more tools and resources, go to rebeccadavison.life. That's www.rebeccadavison.life.
rebeccadavison.life, for more tools, information, and resources on how you can develop your intuition and change your life in the best possible ways. I'm sending you so much love.